Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
Catherine Smith has been promoted to become the Buffalo Bills' new special teams quality control coach. If the position sounds a tiny bit obscure to you, it is perhaps because Smith has become the first full-time female coach in the NFL, and quality control is an entry-level position. Pro football's problems with women can hardly be remedied with a single hire, let alone one at what's called the entry level of the coaching staff, primarily involved in computer analysis of player performance. Natalie Randolph is an NFL fan, one of the 45% of football fans who are women. She used to play wide receiver for a professional women's team called the DC Divas. She became head coach of the Coolidge High School football team in Washington, D.C., the Coolidge Colts. Now she's an eighth grade physical science teacher at Alice Deal Middle School. Natalie, welcome to The Takeaway.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
So do you have a reaction to Catherine Smith becoming this first full-time female coach in the NFL?
I think it's great. I think it's a great step forward. I'm really happy that it happened and that Coach Ryan was, you know, brave enough to do this and give her the opportunity. I think it's all positive.
It's a fringe position, though. It's not like she's going to be at the center of everything, like even a high school coach, as you were.
Right, right.
With some of the issues with domestic violence and parenting in the NFL involving players, it seems to be maturity is an issue. And I'm wondering if women could play a better role in helping these young men to act a little bit more grown up on the field, and that maybe male coaches emphasizing other traits and other principles and other values overlook maturity sometimes.
I don't think they overlook it. I mean, it's, you know, that's a problem. I would say it's a generational thing, maybe. You know, there is something to be said by a different approach or a different feel coming from a woman versus a man. You know, with my particular students, I was kind of that maternal figure for them in some ways, not all. And I also had to serve in a paternal sense for some of them. And high school is different. You know, we are there kind of as their protectors rather than someone who works alongside of them. But I think that maturity issue is kind of widespread. And yes, a diverse approach would help, I believe. But I don't think that the male coaches necessarily overlook it.
All right, I'm going to put you on the spot here, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Catherine Smith will have, you know, the opportunity to give advice to young players on special teams. In mm-hmm. her role, she'll be taking data from films and mm-hmm. Performance data and saying, you know, you're not doing this. You maybe need to do this. Thinking about you as having been a full coach of the entire team on high school, what advice would you give Cam Newton, who's had a great season?
If anything, I would say relax and, you know, just play football as you know that you can, and you have to go out there and want it. But that would be a motivation that anybody could tell him. Football is a science. You know, it is, yes, a sport, but it's a very complex sport with a lot of different moving parts and a lot of different strategies that lead you to a win. So with her position, she is part of that science team. Yes, she's going to be giving advice to the player. She's not going to have that much probably player contact, but she's going to play a huge part in breaking down all of that information and making sense of it. And she's been around the game for a long time. And as with any sport, any activity that has a coach or a mentor figure, it is just teaching. It's about information. It's about breaking down that information, finding trends and finding patterns so that you can predict an outcome a little bit better than your opponent. And I think that transcends gender. That has nothing to do with gender or whether or not you've played. Yes, it helps if you've played, if you've had, you know, the physical experience of it. But football is a science. And if anybody spends any time at any football program, whether it be high school, college, or NFL, you'll see the complexity of that sport. And when you are a player in a specific position, you know, you tend to focus on that position, and you do need others to break down all of that information for you and give it to you in the context of what you're doing and how you can do your job better.
Natalie Randolph is an NFL fan and an eighth grade physical science teacher at Alice Deal Middle School, once the high school football coach for the Coolidge team in Washington, D.C., the Coolidge Colts. Thanks so much, Natalie.
Thank you.